Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, right here on these airwaves, the National Hockey League season, which officially began yesterday, last night with a few games. The Wings taking on, sounds weird, their division rival, the Carolina Hurricanes, in a two-game series beginning tonight. Joining us now is the head coach of the Red Wings, Jeff Blashill. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
I imagine you're chomping at the bit. I mean, you haven't coached a game since, what, March?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, it's almost coming on 11 months now. So, you know, chomping at the bit is an understatement. You know, all of us here, it's interesting just walking around the office here this morning and talking with our trainers, and it just, you know, it's been a long, long time. So we're excited. We're real excited to get back at it. This is what we do. Like a lot of people around the world, you know, our lives have changed over the last 10, 11 months, but we're excited to get back to doing what we do.
We talked to Dylan Larkin earlier in the week, and obviously a big announcement yesterday regarding him. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, he mentioned it too, 10 months, it's going to be somewhat feeling themselves out on the ice. Is there an advantage with the young team that you have that maybe there is an advantage going back on the ice after 10 or 11 months?
Well, I don't know if there's an advantage. I don't know that. I know it's been a long layoff. You know, I watched the hockey last night. The hockey was definitely sloppy. It's not quite as defensive, you know, structured as what you'd see generally to start the season. And in the season, beginnings are usually not quite as structured as they are at the end. But I thought last night was just a little bit more sloppy, but a lot of effort. You know, I think the advantage for us, if there's an advantage, is just that we've been off for a long time and our guys are super hungry. You know, we didn't get a chance to have the taste in the summer to be able to play like a number of teams did, like 24 teams did. And so, you know, I just think our guys are real hungry to get at it. I think our guys would do anything to play right now. And I don't know that there's an advantage, but I know that our guys are ready to go.
Obviously, last year was, like, for a franchise, almost historically bad. But you guys made some additions in the offseason, make you guys more competitive. Still a lot of good young players, and they need development. What is a realistic goal for you, and what the fans should have for this team?
I wouldn't set anything in place in terms. I don't really know how to put a number on it, Stoney. I just think the number one thing we got to do is keep getting better here, and we got to keep getting better as individuals. You know, we got a number of young players that are starting to really come into their prime. You mentioned Dylan Larkin, but Anthony Mantha, Tyler Bertuzzi, Philip Hronek, Philip Zadina. You know, it's gonna now he'll be in his second kind of. Not full season, but really first full season. And as those guys start to get in their prime, we got to make sure that they continue to grow as players and develop the winning habits that it'll take to win long term here. I think that's the number one thing, is that we're doing it right. We're developing the right habits, the type of winning habits it takes to win over a long haul. And then we'll see where we're at. You know, we'll get a chance to prove it every night. I've gone into lots of seasons without any really expectations, because you don't really know what your team totally looks like. We've got a whole bunch of new players. We'll see how it all fits. The you know, obviously with a 10, 11th month layoff, a lot of guys have put a lot of work in. Where are they at as individual players? And then we'll just keep watching. But from a goals aspect, I think it's just about getting better. And I know that sounds cliche-ish, but it's not. It's reality. Like, if we want to be better long-term here, we got to be better on the day-by-day process, and so we'll keep working at it.
Dylan's going to wear the C. We found that out yesterday. And you talk about learning to be a pro, learning to do the right things for your team and to develop. And you need that good leadership. What did you see in Dylan Larkin? How has he developed to a point where you can give him that C?
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, in order to lead people, you have to have respect to the people that you're leading. And there's zero doubt that Dylan has great respect amongst his teammates. That's a fact. And you talk to a man, they have the utmost respect for him. So I think that's probably the most important thing, is to have that respect. They have that respect for him because of the way he approaches his everyday life, the way that how hard he competes every single day, how hard he works every single day, the way he treats others, the way he cares about team success, the way he cares about the group. And so, you know, ultimately he burns to win. He's got a super strong desire to win. And I think that's what you want as a leader. Now, you know, certainly over the course of the last 5 years, this is my sixth season with Dylan. He's growing as a person, just like I hope I have. And just like you guys have, as you go through experiences, you need to grow. And we've gone through lots of experiences here. And some of them, a lot of them have been hard. But a lot of times your greatest growth is when you go through hard times. And so I just think, you know, Dylan's got a ton of experience for a young guy. And he's certainly ready to lead this team. But first and foremost, because he has the respect of everybody in that locker room and really, frankly, everybody in the organization.
Jeff Blashill joins us now. Obviously, defensively, you guys gave up way too many goals. You made some acquisitions, improvements on the blue line with Merrill, Stetcher, Stahl. Obviously, that's your hope. How confident are you that you'll keep the puck out of the net a little better this year?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, Tony. I think it's beyond just you know, the guys on the team. Certainly, I think with the additions we've made, those are additions of guys who I think know how to go out there and play good, solid minutes. And I've said to each one of them, we don't need a lot of wow hockey. We just need good, solid hockey from you. And I think, you know, I think each one of those guys is not erratic. And I think that's a real key to being a good defensive core, is that you're not erratic, that you're predictable. And that you're predictable to each other. I think the bigger thing is that we got to play better team defense as a group. And that's not on any one individual position. It's on all three of them. And we got to give our goalies the best chance to make saves on a consistent basis, meaning not give up the high danger chances, not give up the back post rebound chances, allow our goalies to make saves they're supposed to make, and then they got to go out there and make them. So we got to do a way better job from a team defense standpoint. But I'd also say part of that is we have to have the puck more. And the best way to play defense is to have the puck all night. So, you know, it's something we've worked hard at over the course of the last couple weeks, something that, you know, I've had lots of conversations with our players. We got to make sure we have the puck as much as we can so we don't have to defend. Last year we just had to defend so much that ultimately you're going to have some breakdown. So I think the improvement in the team defense, and I think having the puck more, will help both those areas. But again, we'll get a chance to prove if that's where we're at. The one thing about not having exhibition games is you really have no idea where you're at relative to the rest of the league. And so we'll get a chance to see that tonight, and we'll evaluate and keep working on getting better.
Everybody assumes, you know, the top line, Larkin, Mantha, Bertuzzi, they're going to keep getting better and be the number one line. Secondary scoring was a problem last year. You added Bobby Ryan. You mentioned Zadina seems to be getting better. How important is that secondary scoring? Is there anybody that maybe – you know, I don't know, shall we say, that people don't know about that's going to surprise a little bit this year?
Well, you know, I don't know who will surprise and who won't. I know for sure secondary scoring is critical. And I know for sure we need more out of more people. We cannot be, no team really in the league can be a one-line team. And certainly Larkin's line had moments of really good last year. They got to make sure they continue to improve. And then down the lineup, we got to make sure that we get lots out of different people in different ways. And so, you know, I think you know, when we look at moving Robbie Fabbri to center, I'm hoping that he gets to, you know, a position that's been real comfortable for him, the position that he's played his whole career. And I'm hoping he can have a big year. You know, he's a real competitive guy who is a fairly high pick for a reason. He's got talent. He's got a hockey smarts, and so I'm hoping he can have a big year, you know, along with the guys like Zadina. But, you know, I think Vladi Nemestikov's had a really good camp so far. I think Philpless had a good camp. I think I can go down the line and guys have had good camps. But again, until you really get to compare yourself against the other teams in the league, it's hard to say where everybody's at. But there's no doubt we need more out of more people. I believe we're going to get it.
You never really know what you have until it's gone. And you mentioned it earlier. It's been almost 10, well, it's been 10, almost 11 months since you guys have been able to play competitively other than practice. When you think about what your team has gone through over the last 11 months, what you have gone through and what you've seen and how hard these guys have worked, how difficult will it be to control the emotions or harness the emotions leading up to the puck drop tonight?
Well, I think it's an area we talked about. You know, I think when the emotions, we haven't been in the environment where the emotions get as high as they will starting tonight. And you know, we haven't been in that environment for 10 to 11 months. And so when the emotions get high, it's really critical that you continue to think clearly and that you're not clouded by the emotions of the moment. And, you know, that's having discipline in your mind. And so it's something, you know, that I talked to each guy about from really day one of camp when I had meetings with each player. It's something that I think is going to be very important for us, that we're able to keep our discipline, discipline in our actions, not just in discipline. I think sometimes comes out as, you know, not taking penalties and things like that. But I think it's bigger than that. I think it's when those emotions get really high, you have to be able to keep your head and think clearly. And so, you know, it won't be easy. It'll be a challenge. And we do have a young group of guys who are extremely competitive, and at times we lost our emotional control. And so we got to make sure that we ride that balance. I'd rather have guys with that kind of fire than guys without that fire. Now we just got to learn how to kind of curtail that fire enough to ride that balance of keeping our emotional control but still having that fire burn inside us. So it'll be a challenge. We won't be perfect at it, but we're going to work towards being perfect at it.
Final thing, real quick, Bernier tonight?
You'll see when they come out.
Oh, okay.
Might as well start now. You almost caught me off guard. I hadn't had enough practice in 11 months.
So. Well, by the way, I just want to thank you for the nice things you said about Jamie after he passed away, and I know we enjoyed every time we spent with you, and a class act as always during that difficult time for us. And good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, powered by BetQL, Bet Smarter, and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.